There it is, Danny, California. Red Hot Chili Peppers from Stadium Arcadium, you guys. I know you guys just got back into the country. You're out doing some stuff for the new record, which is coming out May 9th, filming some stuff, doing some shows, interviews out of the country. How does it feel? Because it's been about 4 years since the last record came out. You're back at it, man. And you guys take that. Is it exciting? Do you know what's you know what's in store? I mean, you've been doing it. A lot of work is in the next, you know, year, two, 3 years now. Lee, John?
In you know, back in the 60s when people used to make a record every 6 months or so or every year, you got to hear from people a lot more often. Nowadays, the business world has figured out how to milk this music for all it's worth. We spend about a year and a half or 2 years touring and spend a long time recording and you know, have to take a break after that. And for us, we spend a lot of time writing, and for us, we've been working a lot, and at this point, at least what we've given the public is a 28 song album that kind of is two or 3 years worth of music in one album. So I feel like, you know, we're giving you enough for the next few years if it ends up taking that long again.
Well, on that note, let's hear another song from Stadium Arcadium. This song is called Charlie, world premiere. Hit it. John Frusciante all at the end there, by the way, from the Chili Peppers. The Red Hot Chili Peppers Radio Network, we are world premiering songs from the double album Stadium Arcadium, which is coming out May 9th, and that song is called Charlie. Anthony, I'd like to know how... Yes?
Get one of my solos again during this listening section. I'm going to come over there and spank you.
I didn't cut off anything. Everyone was clapping for it. Spank me below the belt if you're going to spank me, please. Anthony, how did you guys end up getting 28 songs, and why did maybe 10, 11, 12, 13 songs go to 28 and become a double album? Why didn't you maybe just save some for a next album? And how and where did you get all the material from, lyrically, the band musically? If you could talk
wow.
about that.
Yeah, I guess the first part is that we came up with that many songs, which happened very naturally, and it was very fun and kind of a... It was a hard-working experience, but it was all a very effortless experience, and I think a lot of that has to do with just where we all were personally and the chemistry that we brought into the room when we started writing. It just started flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing, and we saw no reason to stop it. And after whatever, a year and a half of recording, because it ends up taking sort of three times as long to record three times as many songs, we sat down to decide what to do with these 38 songs. And it's a very democratic thing where we kind of get together with our producer, Rick Rubin, and look at what we have and try to figure out what to do with it. And it was different for us because we've never had that many songs to choose from. And it was kind of emotional and difficult, and, you know, hearts were broken, and, you know, people's favorites were left on the cutting room floor. And
right.
There was a lot of sort of, you know, compassionate discussion and petitioning and, you know, and also a little bit of sacrifice where we just sort of had to accept that not all of these songs were going to make it on the record. But the good news is 28 of them did, which is a very kind of comprehensive body of music. And the 10 that didn't, we now have for B-sides and to do anything we want with. And they'll all get used.
Right.
So
May 9th is when it's coming out, Stadium Arcadium. We are world premiering songs from the Chili Peppers, so let's get to another one right now. This is called Tell Me Baby, world premiere. There you go. New Chili Peppers, a world premiere. Man, that thing sounded good. It's called Tell Me Baby, and I have some tour dates to announce, and these have not been announced yet. I got the dates for you, and all these tickets are going on sale May 13th, you guys. So wherever you're listening, they go on sale May 13th, which is a Saturday. August 11th, Chili Peppers, Portland. August 15th, Boise. August 16th, Salt Lake City. The 18th of August, Denver. August 21st, Phoenix. August 22nd, San Diego, also known as Santiago. August 24th, Oakland. August 27th, they're going to be in Fresno. So here's their plan. We're going to take a break, world premiere more songs from the double album, hang out with the Chili Peppers on the Red Hot Chili Peppers Radio Network.
Red Hot Chili Peppers on South Florida's Pure Rock Station, Venue 93 Rock.
All righty, welcome back to the world premiere, Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium. We are live in New York City, hanging with the Chili Peppers. My name is Stryker. We got a bunch more songs to get to from the double album. You guys, once again, worked with Rick Rubin, the man who's worked, obviously, with you guys in Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, System of a Down. I think Neil Diamond, Johnny Cash, the man's unbelievable.
obviously when he works with you guys and worked with you, the albums have been awesome, but why did you decide to go with Rick again? Lee, I'd like to throw this to you.
We just... I'd like to say to, particularly to all the people in Los Angeles right now who are listening to us on K-Rock, I just want to say, get down, go Lakers, go Lakers. Focus, focus, go Lakers. Get inside your heart and go, go, go. But also, I'd like to say that we just really love Rick, and we have a really good relationship with him. He's a great objective voice for us, and it's great to have some honesty to deal with from him, and we respect him and love him. And in all our relationships with Rick and with each other and with the music, we just try to stay in harmony with nature and make all our decisions based on what nature is, and to be true to that, and to just love with everything we've got and everything that we do, including our relationship with Rick. And he's a great man, and he's part of our family, and we love him very much.
So he's never afraid to say, you know what, that thing just wasn't that good, and maybe vice versa, correct?
Yeah, well, he actually told us, he goes, you're not going on air with that guy Stryker tonight, are you? Because if you see him, would you be sure to, grab him by the scrotum and twirl him around?
That would be the second time today if that happens, though.
Yeah, really?
So I'm pulling for that, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's play another song from the new album. This is called Storm in a Teacup, off Stadium Arcadium, coming out May 9th, hanging with the Chili Peppers in New York City. Storm in a Teacup. It's a world premiere for the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the Red Hot Chili Peppers Radio Network. You know, with a band like you guys, I feel like it'd be so easy just to mail it in. I mean, you've had so much success. But one album after the next, it's getting better. And I've spent the weekend with these songs, and it's better than the last record. And it's just, it's amazing to me. And it's kudos to you guys that you just don't mail it in. Is it just the kind of guys you are, or you just, I mean, Anthony, if you could take, I mean, your singing is getting better as you're going as well.
So you pretty much hate the singing on the last record?
No. I just think you're getting,
I'm kidding. I like the use of kudos, because that's also a candy bar, which is
very
popular in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, it is.
That has something to do with it. We get a little bit of momentum and kind of each other, and just being together for three records is a unique experience for us, and we just had fun and we like doing what we do, and really I feel like the best is yet to come. You know, we're just reaching a place where we know how to work better together as songwriters, and I think it's gonna get better.
I read somewhere that part of your songwriting process and putting the song together, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I may be, but the three of you guys, John, Flea, and Chad, you guys jammed together for a long while, I guess, come up with songs and a title, and then give them to Anthony, and then you kind of take it from there with your lyrics. Is that in the ballpark?
Who provides the title?
I don't know. I read that, man.
I think the mailman is the one that comes up with the title.
The mailman?
Yeah, because we've been mailed in, and he was working for the Postal Service.
The way that we write songs really is either John will come in with a guitar part, a series of chords, and sometimes melodies that go together to make a song. Then we all do our thing on it, you know, including Anthony, or sometimes it'll start with a bass line, and then we'll all do our thing on it, or sometimes it'll start with a jam, and we'll all do our thing on it. But it usually is initiated by one idea that we all love, and then we all pitch in what we have to offer.
Yeah, sometimes Anthony's doing the jamming with us. It's not like the vocals always come afterwards. Like sometimes, like a song, like second last song.
Talking Heads.
Yeah. No. What are we talking about?
Turn it again.
Turn it again was a jam that sounded very much like the song sounds. We were going back and forth between two parts, and Anthony was singing on the whole thing while it was being conceived. So, you know, we just work any which way, you know, but a lot of the time it's that building process, you know, starting with one element and each guy adds it, you know.
That's so interesting to hear from your guys' band. Let's play another song, Stadium Arcadium.
Wow.
Which is the title track of the double album. But within the double album, you've got Jupiter and Mars, which we'll talk about in just a second. But can one of you please just talk about why the title is Stadium Arcadium, and then we'll get right into the song after that?
Mainly because it's just a good title, and it seemed like it sort of spoke for the entire record.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call the record An Increase in Howling Round 1, and Flea said, well, how about Stadium Arcadium? I was like, okay.
Just like that. So let's hear the song, and then we'll talk about it more.
Sure.
All right, hit it right now. Stadium Arcadium, world premiere, Chili Peppers.
Woo!
That was not me, I swear to God, everybody. But that was Stadium Arcadium. New Red Hot Chili Peppers. World premiering songs all over the world right now. My name is Stryker, and here's the plan. When we come back, we're going to take some of the audience members here who are part of the Chili Peppers fan club, as well as people that live in New York City, ask some questions. And tour dates, which I'm going to give out again right now. First time these have been announced. You guys are listening in Canada. Here you go. September 14th, Vancouver. September 16th, Calgary. September 17th, Edmonton. September 19th, Saskatoon. September 20th, Winnipeg. September 25th, Toronto. September 28th, Montreal. And they go on sale May 13th to see the Chili Peppers. And we're going to take a break. More with the Chili Peppers in just a moment. All right, we're back. Live New York City Museum of Television and Radio. I'm Stryker, and it's the world premiere of the Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium, which is coming out on May 9th. We got John and Flea and Chad and Anthony up there. May 9th, big day. The double album is coming out. As I mentioned, we're in New York City. I know Anthony, Fairfax High, Flea, Fairfax High. I went to Pally, actually, all in L.A. Could you guys live in New York? Could you see yourselves living here? Are you just L.A. guys, Venice, Melrose Avenue dudes all the way? Because when I'm here, it's tough, man.
I this is an incredible town.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in Europe for 3 weeks, and it just felt so great to come to New York City. It was so warm and a beautiful, perfect 70-degree day, and the New York accents that greeted us, it felt so nice to be home. But personally, I need to live in California. I don't know if it's the shape of the state or a combination of the desert and the mountain ocean, and there's something about the energy that sweeps over Southern California that makes me feel like I'm at home. So I think I was, you know, I was put in the right spot on Earth.
You know, once I was driving in a car, and I was talking to the guy that was driving me as a driver. I didn't know him. And I was in, I think, London, and he was talking to me about New York. He's going, well, you know, could you ever live in New York? And I said, no, I could never live there. He goes, you never lived there? I goes, you never lived in New York? I never lived in New York. And my girlfriend said to me, but didn't you live there for 6 years? And I was like, oh, yeah, I did. I lived in New York for 6 years. Yeah, but I could never live there. I'm way too much of a hippie. I couldn't do it.
Do you guys find that the fans in New York and L.A., it's the same kind of crowd in terms of how they react, or do the people, the kids in L.A., act differently at the shows? That's one thing I've always curious about, because I've only seen you guys in L.A.
Rocking is the universal language,
yeah,
brother.
Is it? There you go.
Yeah.
Crazy everywhere, man. Yeah. All right, another song from Stadium Arcadium. This one is called Snow Hey-O from the Chili Peppers. Hit it. Well, for John there, by the way. It's Red Hot Chili Peppers Radio Network. That's a world premiere from the Chili Peppers. It is called Snow Hey-O. Right now we're looking over West 52nd in this little room here in New York City. We're about five floors up, and a really good vibe. We got a bunch of the fan club members in here. You guys are going to ask questions in a minute. Chili Peppers and Anthony in particular, of the songs I've heard so far, and I've heard all the songs we've played tonight over the weekend, for some reason that's my favorite, and I'm not sure if it's the lyrics because I don't get the song yet, but there's just something to it that the music is just super gravitating, if that makes sense. But out of curiosity, do you remember where you were writing that song lyrically? And maybe what was going through your head and what you think of that song?
I remember the first time I heard the music for that song. You know, we have a little place out in the valley where we write songs together when we're getting ready to make a record, which is a very special place to us and to me, because we've been going there since 1990. To music, and it's just very comforting and warm, and this kind of amazing spot that we like to hold up in. And I heard the music, and it was based on that guitar rhythm, and it instantly struck me as an exciting thing that would definitely become a song, and it has since become one of my favorites also. But as to the lyrical content, it comes from just I guess being grateful for many second chances in life, you know, because I've made a mess of my life several times over again, and I've forgotten what my purpose in life was before, and I've kind of disrespected the gifts that were given to me in life, and I really kind of hurt myself along the way, but so many times the universe has given me second chances to start fresh, you know, with friends, with music, with, you know, my spirit. And that song kind of speaks to, you know, how great it is to have a completely clean, fresh, snow-like start in life, which is kind of available for the taking, you know, if that's the choice that you make. And I guess the music probably felt like that to me, and that's why the lyrics ended up like that.
It's infectious, both the music and the lyrics. And cool. When you guys get the album, once again, that song was called Snow. When you get Stadium Arcadia, May 9th, you guys want to ask some questions for the Chili Peppers. You guys down for that? All right, where's Will from Randolph, New Jersey? Is that you, man?
Yeah.
Step up to the mic. Get close to it.
All right, so in that music video for By the Way, what's the whole deal with the taxi cab driver and the kidnappings?
You know what?
Well phrased, for sure. He even wrote that down, by the way.
Amores Perros? You know that movie, Amores Perros? It's a great movie by this Mexican director. I can't remember his name. The directors, Jonathan Ferris and Valerie Dayton, or Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Ferris, directed it. They're a real nice couple. And they had an idea. They were inspired by a car chase and a car scene that happens in that movie. That's one of the great car chases in any movie ever. And everything sort of revolved around the inspiration from that film.
Until the comic actor showed up, and then it sort of started to revolve around his comic genius.
Dave Sheridan is a really funny person. He's on a TV show right now, too. What's the name of that show? Emily, what was the name of that show?
Emily.
Anyways, he's really funny, and if you see the making of By the Way, he in between takes, like, he was staying in that cab driver character all day long, so in between takes, he'd be, like, standing out by the RV, talking as that cab driver, and they show it in the making of the video, and it's really funny, and that'll give you a clear perspective on what the deal is with the crazy cab driver.
The new video. Okay, sorry.
He also made it very difficult for me, because I was in the cab with him all day, and he had this giant, like, 72-inch thirsty gulp with him in the front seat, and before every take, you know, I was supposed to look kind of petrified.
Oh!
And I was supposed to look scared, but instead I'd be laughing.
He had a shirt on that said, Bone to be Wild.
My motto too. Where's John Koppel from Philly?
Thank
you,
here.
Man. John Koppel, Philadelphia, in New York City. Take it away.
I really liked the video for Danny California. I thought it was a great concept. I was wondering what the number one band that you wish you could have depicted in that video, but you just didn't have room for.
I think it would have been good to do a progressive rock, like kind of conglomeration of Yes and King Crimson and, you know, Genesis and things like that. That would have been fun.
Yeah, or maybe something electronic, like, you know, Kraftwerkian, or we didn't really speak to the electronic age of music very much.
Yeah, and also, like, we did goth, but our goth ended up, it looked very sort of nine-inch naily misfits, like more modern goth, that type of goth, and like more like the Joy Division kind of slower, dronier band would have been nice too, something that wasn't so spirited.
We didn't really represent the plain people, because when bands like Joy Division were playing, or in a lot of, you know, there's a lot of good bands that didn't feel the need to identify themselves with any sort of a particular look, and, you know, it might have been good to shout out to those bands too.
There was some cutting room floor footage of the Carpenters that was awesome too.
Where's Natalie from Miami? Natalie, step on up. You're up, woman.
Okay, a lot of your fans from the Blood Sugar Sex Magik days are worried that you've lost your signature funk sound in your last two albums. So I was wondering, with Stadium Arcadium, are you planning to bring that back? I already hear it in some of the songs, like Charlie, and so are you going to bring the funk back?
The funk is back. It wasn't really a plan. It never really went away. You know, we write all kinds of music all the time, and as the case is, there is some pretty beautiful funk on this record, but, you know, I don't think we ever turned our back on it as such. It was in remission, perhaps, for a little while.
Yeah, the most important thing to us as a band, for us to stay a thing that's always moving and growing and changing, so we don't become boring to ourselves and and thusly boring to people who listen to us, is to just always be true to where we are at the moment. And each record that we make is a real time capsule of, you know, what we're embracing at that time. And life is always moving and changing, and we'd like to try to move and change with life. And for that reason, our records are always different. But this new record is really, it's our most far-reaching record in all lots of different styles and emotions and colors and feelings, and funk is definitely one of them.
I think Charlie's one of our funk jams ever, yeah. Ever.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of good funk grooves on the record. We tried to cover all the colors of the rainbow on the record, you know. And by the way, that was just like a challenge for us to do something unexpected, you know, because funk comes so naturally to us. For us, it's in our blood, you know. When we walk into a room and play together, that's what comes out most naturally. And it took a little more extra brain power for us to like put together these more like melodic like songs, more inspired by like 60s music or something. But the funk's back and it's in good form.
Yeah, I think soon they're going to play this song called Hump Day Bump.
Yes.
And it's really one of the funkiest jams. I'm feeling the funk on that one, so see if you like it.
All right, I feel the funk. Let's play it right now. Can you get that one set up? Let's do that. All right, if you're just tuning in, Hump Day Bump, Chili Peppers. There we go. That's funky, right? Very funky. You're just turning on your radio, you're somewhere in the country, or maybe you're in Canada, or checking it online. We are world premiering new Red Hot Chili Pepper songs from their double CD coming out May 9th called Stadium Arcadium. And I got some more tour dates to announce. And one thing the guys have always been, in my opinion, is a good live band. I mean, the energy you guys put out is simply ridiculous and fun, and the vibe is always fantastic. And here's some more dates around the country. October 1st, Quebec. October 17th. Right here in your city, man. New York City. Who's going to go to that show? Yeah? Continental Airlines.
By the way, I wanted to say about the New York thing that I was born in New York, and I could picture myself like being a classical composer and living here or something.
October 20th, they're going to be in Boston, and then Albany, October 21st. October 23rd in Philly. October 26th, Atlanta. October 30th, Columbus. October 31st, going to be in Cleveland. And all of those tickets go on sale May 13th. So here's what we're going to do. Take another break. We've got a few more songs to play from the double album, hanging out with the Red Hot Chili Peppers on the Red Hot Chili Peppers Radio Network. One. All right, we are back live in New York City. You guys doing all right in here? Thanks for listening all over the country. It's the world premiere of the Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium. I'm Stryker, hanging out with John and Flea and Chad and Anthony. And we got another question here from one of your fans from Brooklyn. What's up, Liz?
So what I want to know is, if you guys are going to be here for the next week until your Irving Plaza date, what are you going to be doing until then? And are you going to be playing any secret places where we might get to come and see you in a little intimate setting like this?
This is not as... You're 2 feet away. You could be on their laps.
Yeah, yeah. Or they could be on ours.
I thought for sure one of us was about to get asked on a date.
What's going on? Is there something going on Saturday in New York City with the Red Hot Chili Peppers on television, NBC Network?
We are playing at the Irving Plaza.
Monday.
We are not playing at the Irving Plaza.
Saturday night, there's something live going on. Someone take it away.
Oh, I don't know. Live something.
Saturday Night Live.
Take it away. John.
We're proud to be playing on Saturday Night Live, show I used to watch every Saturday as a little kid, and we're playing on it for the second time in our career. And Monday, we're playing at Irving. Where?
Yeah, Monday Irving Plaza, on Saturday SNL.
Right. You got a pretty good guest on with you.
We're basically smoothing all week long because we've got this record coming out, which we're actually very excited about, and I'm counting down the days. I've been waiting for a year and a half for this thing to come out, and I can't wait till it's actually out. I'm sick of it not being out. I want it to be out.
This is cool for everyone, though, that you're letting us play this many songs a week and a half or whatever it is before the thing is out. So this is exciting for all of us.
The pleasure is all ours.
Thank you. Thank you for doing it. And just let you guys on SNL, Tom Hanks is going to be on with you. Have you filmed those little promos that air yet where he says he tries to be funny or whoever the guest is, and then you guys stand there and give him a look? Have you done that yet with them?
We haven't done that. No, but that's one of the special secret things we're doing is rehearsing all day Thursday for SNL.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Let's play another song then. That's why we're here, to world premiere songs, and we'll talk a little bit more. And let's see. This is called, from the Chili Peppers, their album dropping on May 9th, Desecration Smile. That's called Desecration Smile, you guys, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, world premiere. Yeah, Flea! Yeah, Flea! Flea in front of the table, making some moves right there. I know you guys can always bring the funk, and we had one of your fans asking about the funk, but one thing that I love is the harmony that you guys have, and is that, John, you leading the way? And also, by the way, in all the songs we're hearing, maybe not so much in that one, I hear a lot of your guitar, like maybe a few more solos than the last record? A
lot more solos. I wasn't interested in doing solos at all when we were making the By the Way record, and now, you know, we spend a lot of the time in the studio with me just soloing for like half hour at a time or whatever. You know, it was just part of the fun of changing and redefining yourself and stuff. And yeah, the backing vocals are on me off, and Anthony's doing multiple parts at once, but the harmonies and things in the background are me. And I've become a real student of just backing vocal harmony in general over the history of time, from doo-wop people to people like George Clinton, you know, to people like Marvin Gaye, to people now like Brandy, and I like people who put a lot of vocals and do really interesting things with harmony and keep moving it and changing it in new ways. You know, you can trick people's heads and trip them out with harmony, and I like that.
I want to keep going, but you said Brandy, and she was on Moesha, I believe. Yeah. What did she do on a record that you know, in this interview for her, of all names to come up?
I love her style of arranging backing vocals, and especially like on her last album, Amnesiac, tracks 5, 7, 13, 15, like, I think these are just remarkable pieces of music, and, wow. and as far as arranging backing vocals, I just don't think there's anybody who's done anything more better. I haven't heard anybody do anything like that with backing vocals, so I like to hear people, no matter what kind of music it is, whether it's experimental electronic music or punk rock or anything, if people are doing something new and changing things from how they've been before, like, I really respect that and love it, you know? I eat it up.
That was John talking from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, world premiering songs from Stadium Arcadium. There's Mars and Jupiter, the two CD names in there, and I don't know, why is it called Mars and Jupiter, Anthony?
Well, wow. Because it just didn't seem right to call it anything else. One and two will never do.
Right.
A and B just made no sense at all. First and second seemed like a horrible idea. Calling it, you know, Cain or Bull just didn't work out. So we went with Mars and Jupiter. You know, there was definitely a kind of a cosmic, universal, planetary space theme going on. I think we were all connecting with that and sort of channeling that and feeling it. And when it came down to discussing what we're going to call these, we just didn't feel like one should be before the other, like they should just be, you know, equally present in the body of work. And so Jupiter came up, Mars came up, some other planets came up, process of elimination. Jupiter represents creative intelligence, Mars represents war. The two go well together, and, you know, with this record we are sort of waging our own personal war of creative intelligence and love and music right here on this planet. So,
good answer.
Something like that.
Is this the pamphlet, you guys, that's inside of all the CDs when people buy them, the one I'm holding? This is it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the booklet.
So there's all the lyrics in here, which you guys do that, but there's some really good shots, you guys, both in a serious sense and kind of funny. Like, you have the football helmet on, Anthony, in one shot, and Chad, you got a good shot in here. Flea with the Popeye hat or sailor hat
up there. do you think that I look like a fag?
No, I think you're man enough to pull it off. I think it looks good.
And I think it's good to look like. I enjoy looking like a fag.
You do. Well, I don't think you're doing that shot. And then what, Chad? What's the hat you're wearing on there?
I got to get you in on this.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me see.
You got the green hat or some?
Yeah,
sort of
that's
thing?
The monkey gladiator hat guy look that I often walk around looking like.
All
right. Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now?
It's pretty common.
Yeah,
look,
that
really.
Was just taking it home, you know?
Yeah. Pretty much.
You can't see that he's actually has this big chest on, this big, like Superman chest, is it?
Right.
The gorilla chest.
It's a shield.
It was like it's a protective shield from.
When he's watching TV at home.
I beat myself up, you know?
When you guys get the insight, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. They're telling me, play a song, so let's get to another song. New from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, world premiering song. This is called Hard to Concentrate. Yep, new Chili Peppers, world premiering song. That's called Hard to Concentrate. I got some more tour dates for you guys. And all these tickets, by the way, going on sale May 13th. They're coming to Grand Rapids. November 2nd, then Detroit, November 3rd.
Detroit.
What? Minneapolis, November 5th. Tickets go on sale May 13th. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to play two more songs, world premiere, from the Chili Peppers in just a moment. Hold on. Welcome back, everybody. We're live in New York City, the Museum of Television and Radio. World premiering song for the Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium. It's coming out on May 9th. I'm Stryker, and we got another song to play here in just a second, and it's called Ready Made. And I was just... All right, fine. 10 seconds ago, I walk up to Anthony. I'm like, Anthony, I just want to make this one quick. Can I just throw it to you? Talk about the song? And he looked at me, yeah, but no. So here's what we're going to do. Why don't we just play the song?
Let's play the song.
And then get the vibe after if we want to yap about the song, because we're running a little late on
time
right now.
Let's play the song and then we'll yap.
Play the song. Here it is, Ready Made from the Chili Peppers. Chili Peppers Radio Network. Another new song, another world premiere. That is called Ready Made. And a lot of you, John Frusciante, in that song, man. That thing sounded awesome.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
Do you remember when and how and what you did to get that song going?
I came up with that riff on bass, actually. I was sitting around at home because, yeah, a lot of the time when we were writing this record, I would play bass along with, like, Wu-Tang Clan or things like that, and I'd just sit there listening to the rhythms that they were rapping and playing bass along with it, one day I just shut off the turntable and started playing that riff, that's where it came from. And the chorus is kind of dedicated to my friend Johnny Ramone, who was a big fan of the group Mountain. And one day, just a couple weeks after he died, when we were trying to figure out what the chorus for that riff would be, I went outside and just tried to write something that I thought he would like, and that's what that section is.
That's pretty cool. We're hanging with the Chili Peppers. Now, to all the affiliates that are carrying us right now, I think, I know we're going long, but we may go a little longer because we're having a good time playing all these songs. So you should keep us, don't drop us. And to the band, I want to ask you, when you saw the song list and when it was all put together, I think you realized after it was put together that there was maybe one missing off there called Wet Sand, I think it's called?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of a band favorite, and it's sort of a cool song, and we like it, and we thought that it should be played today on this very special day, so we're going to play it.
So let's play it, and then we'll talk about it right after. We're going long to play this new song, a world premiere. It is called Wet Sand from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's called Wet Sand. Wet Sand from the Chili Peppers. And Chili Affiliates, we got one of the biggest bands in the world, 8 feet from us, and we're world premiering new music, and they're like, here's another song. I cannot not play it. So there you go. That was Wet Sand from the Chili Peppers. Stadium Arcadium is coming out on May 9th, the double album. And during the song, it was cool. Like, the fans in here from the fan club, literally 2 feet away from the band, getting things signed, shaking hands. Do you guys have fun in here today? You all good?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, everyone, for listening. And since we are running so late, I don't know if you guys can each of you have a last word, or you just want to say bye, or you got nothing to say. It's up to you guys.
Stryker, I just want to thank you for the opportunity of letting us get our music out to the people. It's been cooped up inside us for a year and a half, and I just want to thank you for giving us the chance to get it out to America.
Thanks, John.
I think thankfulness is the order of the day. We're just, I'm just real happy to be playing with these other three guys, and I'm just happy about the whole deal, and it's been, for us, it's been such a long working process to get to this point of this record coming out, and we're getting ready to start this world tour, and we really want to have a good time have a good time all the time. Yeah, that's a quote from Spinal Tap, for those of you who don't know. But, you know, let
that's my philosophy, Marty.
yeah. So, you know, love to all, and you know, let's rock out.
Good stuff.
Hi, Cole. Hi, Nancy. I love you. I'll see you in about 15 minutes.
Anthony, last word.
I just want to say that I'm holding on to an enormous secret.
Really?
That's all.
That's it.
You sure
that's
it's a secret?
I'm just, that's all I'm saying. All right,
is
there you go.
Is it an arcanum?
Wait, I forgot what that means. You told me and now I'm spacing.
It means secret.
Does that have to do with a physical state of being?
You know what? I'm holding on to an arcanum.
All right.
Which will now means what? Secret. All right, you've been listening to the world premiere of Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium live from the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City. Find the Red Hot Chili Peppers Stadium Arcadium in stores on May 9th. Thanks to Gail Fine, Cliff Bernstein, Peter Mensch, and Mark Ryder at Q Prime. Thanks to Mike Ritberg, who owes me a hamburger, and Grover at Warner Brothers Records. Thanks to Loretta Ramos and Elizabeth Jennings at the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City. And thanks to Joey O and Mike Bacon at FMQB. This program was produced by Michael Parrish for FMQB Productions. His executive producer is Fred Dean. My name is Stryker. Thanks for listening to me yap with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I appreciate it. And that is a wrap. This has been the Red Hot Chili Peppers Radio Network. See ya!
The new 93 Rock.